This is Bigger Pockets Daily. Get ready for a bite-sized guide to building wealth through real estate. BiggerPockets.com offers the world's biggest real estate investing forum and thousands of blog articles like the one I'm about to share. We bring you these in audio form because you can't read when you're riding your bike or building a deck. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting, from finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Managing your finances used to be a pain. It was either useless apps or overcomplicated spreadsheets. Ugh. But now, with Monarch Money, managing your money is easier than ever. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can even collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor at no extra cost to get a joint view of all your finances. Customize your dashboard, notifications, and budgets with a tap. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show right here will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. That's monarchmoney.com/bigger for your extended 30-day free trial. Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Recession predictions. Why they're often wrong, and why the narrative continues to switch. By Anna K. Cottrell. On any given day, depending on who you ask, we are either years away from the faintest possibility of a recession, or we're just about to enter into one. Economists have made several dizzying U-turns in their predictions over the past couple of years, with the latest narrative claiming a recession is highly unlikely in 2024 and subsequent years. That's a stark change in tone from only like a year ago. A poll of 70 economists by the Wall Street Journal in January 2023 puts the odds of a recession at 61%. Yet, at least one independent economist, James F. Smith, dissented and put the odds of a recession at a minuscule 1%. We already know who was right in 2023. But what was the reasoning behind the confident 1% prognosis? As of last month, we're seeing rosy prognoses for the U.S. economy. Many experts, including Goldman Sachs' chief economist, forecast that a recession is now highly unlikely in the coming years. Oh, boy. So let's unpack why the economic forecast keeps vacillating between extremes. The unlikelihood of a recession, the strong labor market argument. All right, so the first point James Smith stressed was the robust labor market, a point that is now being reiterated by other economic forecasters. Smith has been quoted as saying, "We have record numbers of people employed, earning more money than ever before. They're feeling reasonably confident Not phenomenally confident, but reasonably so. People are in pretty good financial shape. End quote. How true is this statement? Technically, U.S. unemployment remains low. Jobless claims also remain at historically low levels. Okay, but unemployment levels are growing. Slowly, but consistently. The national unemployment rate rose from 3.7% to 3.9% in February and was 0.3% higher than a year ago. Setting the relatively encouraging numbers aside, though, the labor market looks less confident when we consider the mass layoffs among top companies like IBM, Alphabet's Google, Microsoft, and Goldman Sachs in 2023. The trend is continuing this year, too. Google, for example, has already laid off hundreds more workers this year. Moreover, hiring isn't exactly booming. Macroeconomist Guy Berger tweeted in early March that if you look at employment data more closely, hires are consistent with an unemployment rate around 5.5%. Yeah, it's true that people aren't being laid off en masse, but employment mobility is slow because companies are reluctant to replace those workers. Employment policy analyst Matt Darling told Business Insider that, quote, employers are hiring as if there's a relatively weak labor market, not a strong one. It's not that the labor market is doing badly, it's just that it isn't exactly doing well. It's certainly not doing as well as it should be, given the strong economic growth the country is experiencing overall. So let's look at the taming of inflation. Success or failure? Let's look at the other indicator James F. Smith identified as pointing up to a low likelihood of a recession in 2023. The drastic measures introduced by the Fed to curb rising inflation. Fiscal tightening led to the lowest money supply levels in 70 years. And yes, inflation did eventually begin coming down. This eventually is what's significant here. Let's go back to early 2021. That's when inflation first began gaining pace. Not in mid-2022, by which time it was a crazy high 9.1% and a huge problem for the Fed. Back in 21, though, despite clear indications that inflation was rising, Jerome Powell kept saying that inflation would be transitory. Remember that? The fact remains that the Fed got the source of inflation fundamentally wrong. And I quote from Nobel Prize laureate Joseph Stiglitz. He told CNBC these things. The fact remains that the Federal Reserve got the source of inflation fundamentally wrong. The Fed thought the source of the inflation that began in the post-pandemic era was excess demand, and you can understand why they may have thought that if they didn't do their homework. End quote. The inflation was actually caused by the post-pandemic shortage of materials and industrial components, like semiconductor chips. This serious blunder does raise questions about the entire handling of the recent inflationary spike. Besides, we're not even out of the woods yet. The Fed's goal of inflationary rates of under 2% has not been reached. Probably never will be. The latest data from the U.S. Labor Department gives an inflation rate of 3.1% as of the end of February. It's not 9%. That's good. But even all those rate hikes haven't brought it down to those target 2% levels. There's still widespread talk of rate cuts in 2024, but can they really be justified at this point? Let's return briefly to James F. Smith's earlier statement that people are financially in good shape. What this really means in practice is that people who already were in good financial shape pre-2021 have remained so, more or less. However, huge numbers of people are finding themselves locked out of key purchases. Most notably, you guessed it, real estate. Business Insider has memorably referred to this situation as a trapped-in-place economy. Yeah, people are splurging on vacations and eating out using their credit cards. But is that really a good picture of people who are financially in good shape? U.S. households carried all-time high levels of debt in 2024, and the category that saw the largest increase was credit card debt. Emergency flashers are on, people. Economists will tell you that high levels of credit card debt aren't a bad thing, so long as the majority of people are able to manage their balances. Well, 55% of Americans are repaying theirs in full. Okay, that's not bad. So it does appear that high levels of debt are reflecting a growing economy. Unless, for some reason, that stops being the case. Lara Rame, chief U.S. economist at FS Investments, told CNN, and I quote, "Our economy naturally grows because of a combination of productivity growth and population growth. So something has to really disrupt growth to make household balance sheets contract." Let's move on to the unknown unknowns. This brings us to the final factor, the unknown unknowns, that can indeed disrupt the economy in an unforeseen way. James F. Smith acknowledges this. "Every recession is different. We're just trying to figure out how or why. And we don't always figure that out. We just say, it's a mystery." So, what are these mysterious factors anyway? Well, sometimes they are central bank blunders. It seems that this time around, the Fed ultimately did the right thing, but they took surprisingly long to act. And they were wrong about the basic facts of the post-pandemic economy. So who is to say there will be no more mistakes, right? All of this is not to say that the U.S. economy is definitely headed toward a recession or to dampen people's high, you know, enthusiastic spirits. But even the Wall Street Journal argued back in January that although there won't be a recession, it's going to feel like one. For people trying to change jobs, fix a broken car, buy a house, make money off a rental property, what material difference does it make whether there is a technical recession or maybe an under-the-radar lived experience? That's today's show. We'll see you tomorrow. But in the meantime, keep listening to more educational real estate content with one of our top-rated audiobooks at biggerpockets.com/audiobooks. Each audiobook is a masterclass, if I dare say. Whether you're a rental property investor, a short-term rental host, a flipper, an agent, or a private lender, you'll find a captivating audiobook to propel you to success. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.